Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Just this morning, a brief comment about the Parsha and perhaps a message that we can take from it. And before we answer that, just an overriding comment. Often, textual oddities provide the fuel for rabbinic contemplation. So what I mean by that is when there's something puzzling in the Torah, the rabbis use that textual oddity as a springboard for conversation and for insight. And this week's Parsha is no exception. So let me give you one example. You know, in this week's Parsha, the spies, the scouts are sent into the land, and they're told that they have to scout out the land and then bring back a report. Here's the oddity. It says in the text, Vaya'alu v'yaturu et ha'aretz, that all of the scouts, and it's plural, went to the land. Vaya'alu, they went up to the land, v'yaturu, and they toured and they sort of observed the land. But a few sentences later, it says, Vayavo ad Chevron, and then he went to Chevron. So it seems odd. First, all of the scouts are sent into the land, but when it gets to the city of Chevron, and what is Chevron famous for? The cave of Machpelah, where all of the patriarchs are buried. So when we get to this holy city, where all of the patriarchs are buried, it only says, Vayavo ad Chevron, only he went. So the rabbis in the Talmud have a discussion about this. Why are all of the scouts in the land, but only one person, Vayavo ad Chevron, only one person gets to go to Chevron? And who is that one person who goes to Chevron? So what the rabbis in the Talmud conclude is that it is Caleb who gets to go to the holy city of Chevron. And what else does Caleb do? What else does Caleb do along with Joshua? Does Caleb give a good report or a bad report about the land? A good report. It's only Caleb and Joshua who offer a good report back to Moses. All of the rest of the scouts, they say don't go into the land, but Caleb and Joshua are the exception. So let's think about this for a second. Caleb is the only one of the scouts who's able to go back, who goes to Chevron, the holy city of Chevron. He's the only one who visits the graves of the patriarchs, and he's also one of only two people who deliver a positive report about the land. He visits the graves, and he also delivers a positive report. So I think there's something there for us. Caleb was grounded in the past. He had respect for his past. He knew where he came from, and that allowed him to dream about what his future could be. The rest of the spies, the rest of the scouts, they saw and they went, but they weren't as grounded in Caleb. They didn't have a full grasp of the meaning and the sanctity of the land. But Caleb, he went to Hebron. He went to the graves of Isaac. He went to the grave of Abraham and Sarah and the rest of the patriarchs, and he understood the importance of the land. And therefore, because he understood that, he was able to dream of a brighter future. And the same is true for us. If we understand where we come from, we can dream about our future. And may we all be blessed to have that sight. May we all be blessed to understand where we come from and allow that to fuel our dreams and our future ambitions about where we can go. Shabbat Shalom.